John 17:17 says, are y'all ready? Y'all got it? Okay, there's an important word here, and the word is sanctify. Can you say that word? Sanctify. Try it again. I don't think y'all tried it real hard.
Sanctify.
Getting there. One more time. Sanctify. And if you are sanctified, you've gone through the process of sanctification. Now that's a bigger word, but we don't have to repeat it. But sanctification means you've been through the process of being sanctified. And Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now Jesus is asking the Father to sanctify disciples. These are not yet servants. They're not yet friends, but they're almost friends. They're disciples. Soon to be apostles. He says, sanctify them. He also says that for us. Let's ask the Lord in a word of prayer for His blessing tonight. Al, would you ask a blessing on the message?
Lord, we thank You this evening for us bringing us here, Lord. We pray that You would open our hearts and our ears that we may learn and understand the words that are being spoken to us. And pray that this message would be brought to You by our preacher, John, and that we can receive it and receive Your blessings. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
It's not a difficult thing to understand when you look at the Old Testament and the temple and the things they put in the temple. The showbread, the different candlesticks and all that. Those things had to be sanctified to be put in the temple. Now, those things, of course, are physical objects. But what they did was they prayed over them. They dedicated them to God's service. They put them in the temple and they were ritually clean. Sanctified means they are set aside for one purpose. Okay? It's a very simple way to say that. Is that Jesus is asking His Heavenly Father to give us just one purpose of heart. For God. That we would know what that one purpose is and that we would do it. And we would be sanctified by the truth of His Word. Sanctification, understand this, also comes with the idea that you are cleansed, that you are holy, that you are set aside for God's work. Now, some people say, well, God didn't call me to be set aside for God's work. I'm not a preacher. Folks, that's not what He's talking about. What He's talking about is there is a task that God has set aside for you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has known you from the time you were formed in your mother's womb, and He's created you for a purpose. You are not here arbitrarily. There's no mistake in you being here at this time, at this century, with that parents, with that upbringing, with the experiences you had, be they good or bad, to mold you to be who you are today. You might say, well, I've made bad choices. And God says, that's okay. Those bad choices just show you when you start making the good choices how much better life can be when you make the right ones. Bad choices just show you how to recognize a mistake. To grow. To learn. They're not there to defeat you. I know a lot of people say, well, I had a bad childhood. My parents didn't love me. And my family didn't know how to care for me. Well, that's a tragedy. But that is no longer the case. You're no longer in that family when you come to Jesus. You have a new family and you have to learn what unconditional love feels like. And what it does for you, it sets you free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. That is the favorite song we sing here for me. It just makes me happy. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see because He set me free. Well, if He set you free, He had to set you free from something to something. If God sets you free from your life of sin just so you can keep doing it, He hasn't set you free from anything, has He? He set you free from the chains that bound you to do something. And He wants to establish you in that purpose. Rick Warren wrote the Purpose Driven Life book because so many people are hungry to know what their purpose is. It's a great book. It helps a lot. It's helped many. But I share with you that God, when He sets you free, has set you free for a purpose. Not to go back, not to use your freedom to serve sin and the life of sin, to be enslaved again. For freedom, He has set you free. It says Galatians 5:1, for liberty, He has set you free. Not to be entangled in the laws of sin and death again, and be in bondage. And yet, for some reason, we think that I'm set free, but all I was set free for was so I didn't have to feel guilty. My sins are forgiven, I'm free, I can start over and make some more new sin and feel guilty about them. That's not what He's talking about. I hope that isn't what you think Jesus set you free for, so you don't feel lousy about what you did in the past. If so, we need to talk, okay? He set us free so we can do something for His kingdom that bears fruit. It says that in the Gospel of John, and we talked about that a little bit, that a disciple bears fruit that remains. If you're free, you're set free for a purpose. And if you're sanctified, that means you're dedicated to God's work and your life is becoming a vessel for Him and the purpose that He set you for. Now, when Jesus prays this, He's praying for the disciples and He's talking about how that He doesn't ask them to be taken out of the world, but then while they're in the world, they would be sanctified. That God's truth and His Word would come to them and sanctify them. If you want to live holy, get into the Word. The Word will convict you. Start studying it and start saying, you know, I was really thinking about this situation in my life and then I got into the Word and started studying it and the Lord convicted me. You ever heard someone say that? I felt the Holy Ghost conviction on my heart that I needed to change this thing and I gave it over to God and He removed it. Now I'm free from that. That's what it's talking about. That's the process by which His Word sanctifies you so that whenever you come across someone else, get this, someone else who's been where you were, you can tell them how to get free. Your testimony is valid for them because it worked for you. I promise you, you do not have a testimony if you're still stuck. You ever seen that old story about the streets of Chicago back in the 1800s that were so muddy? The guy was going along and he sees this mud hole and he slips in and it's up to his neck. He sees another guy barely moving along. He's up to his neck, that deep in the mud hole. And he says, "Hey, brother, can you help me?" And he says, "Sure I can." He says, "Well, would you lend me a hand and pull me up?" He says, "Well, just a minute. Me and my horse got to get out of the mud hole first. As soon as I can figure it out, then I can help you. But if I'm still in the hole you're in, two people in a hole can't help each other out until they know which way is out. And then, when you know which way is out, you can jump down in the hole and say, 'Let me show you.' Because you're sanctified, the hole can't hold you. Your now purpose is to go back in the hole and pull people out. That's why we go through the painful experiences in our lives, because once we're delivered, we have testimony where we can go with those people just like we were. And say, I know you had some abuse in your life, and I was there, and I'm gonna tell you it hurts. And you know, if someone has never experienced that and they're talking to someone who has, they'll say, how do you know? You don't have any idea what it feels like. How would you know? And a person says, I was just like it. And they tell their story. And they say, and this is what God did for me, delivered me from that. It works for me, it can work for you. That's the most powerful testimony you can share. Is I've been there and God delivered me. And I'm not afraid to cry with you when you hurt. I'm not afraid to laugh when you laugh. I'm not afraid to be scared when you're scared, because I know that God can get you out. Because you're scared, I can share your fear with you so you at least feel a little lighter in the load, and you can trust me to bring you out the way God brought me out. In so doing, we finish off the great command. We love one another as He loved us. He didn't leave us in the hole He found us in. He went down and got us. He came down to earth as us, stripped of the Godhead, unsanctified, if you will, of the power that He holds, and as a mere man came to us. And He said, I know the way out. Listen to me. And He gives us the same task. If we say, I'll do it, then we don't question who He sends us to. We just talk to Him as a servant. And then one day He'll say to you, I have a friend here, someone I'm trying to reach, and I want you to know they're hurting just like you used to. And here's what I want you to tell them. You see, now He's telling you what to say, but He's also telling you the situation. And that's when you begin to see the power of God work through you. And whatever you ask God to do for you is to help me get them out of the hole. And once you begin to say, God, put me into your work, that's sanctification. You're now set apart in your life as doing what God wants you to do. You're jumping down into the trenches, if you will, with those in the trenches. Those stuck in sin. You go down in there without being a part of them. You go down in there and say, I was once like this. I can show you the way out. Come with me. There's hope. And Jesus says, when you're sanctified by the truth, when you go in that hole, the lie can no longer deceive you. And the only reason we stay in those holes and pain and bondage is because the truth is hidden. And once it's revealed to us, to lie just doesn't work anymore. Once we realize there is a Heavenly Father who's faithful, loves us unconditionally, then the unconditional love we didn't get, and the love that was conditional and abusive from an earthly father, no longer has weight. Because we have a Father who loves us unconditionally, who wants us, who welcomes us, who establishes us, who needs us, who embraces us. That's sanctification. Means you're no longer bound by the things that could keep you from being an unfruitful vessel. And that's Jesus' prayer, that you would be sanctified by His Word. So I ask you, is your testimony current? Are you getting into the Word? Is it getting into you? Every week, is God showing you something else you might need to work on so you don't think you're perfect yet? I wonder, you know, folks think that it's all just about being born again and nothing else if they think they're perfect. Well, I don't read the Bible every week because I got saved. I got enough to get in the door and I'm going to live how I want. If they got into the Word, they wouldn't live like they want. They'd live like Jesus wants. Amen. I love that. I think that's awesome because God has called you and formed you for a purpose. When you find out what it is, after you've been a servant for a while, He will tell you your purpose. And once He tells you what your purpose is, there's no rest. Could you imagine being born again, brand new, and God says, okay, I'm going to have you ministering in football stadiums and baseball stadiums? Could you imagine the 50s if you'd have told Billy Graham that when he first got saved, or whenever it was, years ago? I'm going to have you preach to 60,000 people on television, which you don't know what is yet. You're going to reach several million every time you get on there, and he's going to go, I just wanted to get saved. You know, you just don't do that. You got to be faithful in a little, and then He builds. See? And what can God do with a person faithful to that?
More fruit.
And isn't that your heart's desire? To have God pleased with you enough that He can use you for His kingdom? Isn't that your desire to please your Heavenly Father? If so, then He's asking you to be sanctified by His Word. Stay in it. Continue in it. Let it challenge you. That's the message I have for tonight. Rather than close like I normally do, I would rather us open it up a little and see if there's anything you'd like to add or subtract or challenge with what I share. Or question. If it wasn't clear, say, hey, preacher, you know, that thing you said about sanctified, did you say sanctify or sanctified? Even a question like that is fine. Are you saying it was a perfect message and everything was clear?
It was a good message.
Well, if y'all are happy, then I'm happy. I challenge you to ask God to sanctify you and to get into the Word and have Him point out to you things in your life that He's still working on. Because He looks beyond your fault. He sees your need. And your point of need is also your point of ministry in the future. Remember that. Your point of need now, when it's met, is your point of ministry in the future. It's a fact. Would you be willing to give us a closing prayer? Shall we stand for that?